This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we're ready to start?
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, don't be nervous.
Well, I wasn't before.
Just because you're a guest doesn't mean you can't kind of take the reins. So just treat it like it's your episode.
Have I been a guest this whole time?
Well, calm down.
Oh, Jesus.
Not very becoming of a guest.
I would have worn nicer shoes.
That's it, Frank. Solve them. Solve the riddles. That's my kid up there solving riddles. Which one's yours?
Oh, the little one with the hat that's too big for his head.
Oh,
yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
And she's solving riddles. She likes it.
She's trying. We're mostly just trying to get her out of the house.
And which one's your kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my kid up there.
Which one?
You're not pointing.
Yeah. that's my kid up there. Yep.
Wait a minute. Are you JP Riddles?
Oh, boy. Couldn't possibly know what that... I don't even know how to begin to respond to such a... That's my kid up there. That's that's my kid, Douglas Fir.
Huh. I thought that was a dress shirt, but upon closer inspection, it's just sour cream spread real thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I found a Chipotle cheat life hack that they cannot refuse you sour cream, so I get a shirt's worth about every day.
A shirt's worth?
Uh-huh.
Huh, do you have to specify size?
Yeah, you're JP Riddles.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it's an adult shirt. Again, it's a loophole. It's a life hack.
Speaking of loophole, is your belt a mongoose?
Was a mongoose. now it's the bones of a mongoose. Anyway, we're all here watching our kids. By the way, does anyone, total non sequitur, know where they keep the silverware? And if it's made out of real silver?
That's the first time JP Riddles has ever said total non sequitur.
Well, he said it, but in different ways before.
He's implied it, but he's never outright said it.
So you've heard of me before. You two have heard of me before.
This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. Hello.
And we are proud parents watching our show solve riddles on
watching
its own.
Our riddle baby.
Uh-huh.
Our little show is 96. It's all grown up.
Aww.
We 96'd our show. We 96'd our own show. Oh, wait, 86.
86 is in a restaurant. 86 is in a restaurant. 69 is with your lover.
Mm-hmm.
31 flavors, Annie DeFranco.
There must be something here.
hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Is that what you had to say?
Yeah. Did everyone have a good week?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I don't
Who
know
should
what
I
a week,
ask about your
what
week?
What is a week anymore, Aaron?
You're right. Collection of moments. How was your most recent collection of moments?
The other day, I literally was like, I can't believe I ate that smoked chicken yesterday. And then Gemma was like, that was 6 days ago.
That sounds like a Family Guy cutaway.
you guys, I'm watching all of Star Wars all the way through.
Ooh.
All of Star Wars?
Are you going in order of release or in order numerical order?
Are you watching the Clone Wars cartoons? Are you watching Disney's Rebels?
Are you watching The Mandalorian?
Dude, you should watch Clone Wars. It's honestly better than the entire three prequels.
Well, I'm gonna get through all the movies.
Okay.
Well, the three prequels are hot take. They're bad.
watched them at this point.
Yeah.
To be fair, you can still get pregnant from prequels.
Thank you.
Not those. God help me, those are just bad news for the entire world.
Aaron,
had
you never seen the prequels?
I'd seen them.
Okay. Yeah,
do you know this?
I hadn't seen them since I was kids, though. Since I was a kid.
You were kids.
Hey, no, I wasn't multiple kids. And then that like got struck by lightning and now I'm one person.
Now we're recording remotely, Aaron's still wearing her big trench coat?
And so the lightning was not magic, but it just soldered you all together?
Yeah, it wasn't magic.
So if you lift up your shirt, we're just going to see a little face?
Ooh.
Faces.
That's creepy.
Aaron, I do want to just want to mansplain to you about Star Wars because that's
I can't wait.
Every man's MO. I don't know if you know this, but the way the prequels happened was George Lucas is a billionaire and he has the money and technology to where he went back in time to talk to himself as a little kid. He went back to talk to himself as a 10-year-old and asked what would make good movies. And that's how he created the prequels. That's mm-hmm. why we have a four-armed robot named General Grievous. That's why we have a Jamaican rabbit.
Have you guys seen the meme of General Grievous with like infinite lightsabers? There's that shot where he pulls out the four lightsabers, but there's a meme where they just keep adding arms and lightsabers, and then he spins them once and he completely drops himself into pieces. That's pretty great.
Good.
You know what I don't like about him? I don't like when robots have coughs. And that's my hot take.
He's sickly.
It's unsettling. Yeah.
To be fair, Darth Vader has a bit of a respiratory illness, but he's not full robot. He's a cyborg.
Something about the robot process kind of maybe does that, huh? Maybe puts your body through some intense shock.
Here's what I want to say. So General Grievous, like you mentioned, JPC, he has four arms. He whips them out. He has lightsabers. He spins them like helicopter blades. My question is, when C-3PO sees something like that, how do you think he handles that? Because I would be jealous as fuck. Like the way C-3PO moves, his sort of physicality.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's not a very fluid robot.
I think that's just British people versus American people. British people move like C-3PO.
It's like
and
a British person.
More like General Grievous. It's
like C-3PO is different though because he sees that other robot like doing that robot shit, but he's secure because he knows he has massive dick control and no one can dick down like C-3PO can.
Aaron, in case you don't know, the P stands for penis. So it was supposed to be CP3O, which was cock penis 30 inches. But they took off the inches because they thought that was too egregious.
It was too gauche.
Too general egregious.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be back in 11 minutes. I'm going to call every woman I have in my phone.
Brag?
Just like 1 second phone calls with every woman.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say 11 minutes, maybe not a lot of women.
I just want to hear them say hello.
You've never heard two women talk. They can talk for minutes.
Yikes. Okay. I had a question, though. I wanted to know what both of your favorites of all the movies were.
The Star Wars movies?
Let's just treat it as like 9 movies and not Rogue One.
Oh, side stories?
No side stories.
I would say probably Last Jedi. I think Last Jedi was my favorite. I just love fucking Luke drinking that nipple milk from that weirdo on a beach. Like, why not?
And that's
why
the moment?
At that moment, honestly, I was like, this is great. This is I was having a fucking blast during that movie.
Thank you for prefacing that it's nipple milk as opposed to other types of milk. And Aaron, you said to leave out the original three, or we can include those?
You can include just no side stories.
I think Empire Strikes Back is my favorite. I love all the stuff with the Tauntaun. That's Empire Strikes Back, right?
Mm.
When he goes to Hoth. And
yeah.
He cuts him, yeah.
That's the begin. Yeah, that's the beginning, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like Empire, Return is the one with the Ewoks.
I love the Ewoks. Anything that's small and talks.
You love
and
the
gibberish,
Ewoks?
Yes, Ewoks I love. My favorites are the Porgs. Jawas. Jawas, Ewoks, Porgs, it's all gravy.
I want to eat a Porg.
Well, Chewbacca does.
I know, yeah. But I want that for myself. I want to eat one, but also I don't know. I have a complicated relationship with
I want
porg.
A new Porg.
I think I also think that to a certain degree, what's the last one? The Last Jedi, right? That's the ninth movie.
Mm-hmm. I forget the name of it.
The Last Jedi is in my contention for my second favorite Star Wars movie because of how much it fucking sucks. And like nothing, I want nothing more than to see Star Wars burnt to the fucking ground. Because, like, it's just fun to watch, like, a cultural icon, like, fail in the public light. Like, something that has no reason to be bad with all the money behind it coming out bad is, oh, I love that. And I remember leaving The Last Jedi and not giving a shit about it because, like, I'm sorry, Rise of Skywalker. I remember leaving that movie and not giving a shit about it, being like, it was terrible, whatever, who cares? And seeing people, like, visibly distraught, like, in the lobby, because I saw opening night, or opening weekend at least. And then I was like, it made me a little happier to be like, oh, yeah, a lot of people had way too much writing on this movie, and now they're in pain.
Well, I feel like also, I think it's 50-50 in terms of it's the creative part of it, but also the fans, I think, buried that fucker.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. But, like, that's, again, that's, like, it's this, like, destructive beast that is, it doesn't need to be bad. With that much money behind anything, you have enough money to make it good. But, like, you know how, like, America's the worst country in the world, and it's got all this money behind it? Like, that makes me both sad and kind of happy at a time. Because it shows that, like, yeah, maybe, like, money and popularity isn't everything, and that maybe actually, like, things that are don't have money and aren't so popular can still be, like, very good and produce good culture.
How did we go from a 30-inch dick joke to this?
Well, I don't know. Vicky Stewart and Larry Pittman met each other 30-something years ago. They fell
in
love.
And then what happened?
And then, Aaron, speaking of then what happened, who is Old Man Puzzles today?
Well, you kind of gave it away by going, and Aaron.
Yeah, why'd you address Aaron with that?
Well, it's me. It's me. I'm Old Man Puzzles. You can tell because I try to do the least amount of riddles that I can.
News to me.
We're going to get into it. This is from, and I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce your name, and I'm so sorry. DeJesser?
Oh, that's got to be it.
Oh, the Jester?
No, so they said, both my first and last name are fake, so feel free to use them.
Digester?
I am Digester.
They created some really fun, like, warm-up style riddles that I think we're gonna have a blast doing. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yeah,
ready.
I can't wait to digest these.
Here's some riddles for the sake of your ongoing punishment. These are all common things turned into their synonyms. Synonyms, for example.
Cinnamons.
Halt, ignite is stop,
halt and catch fire.
Light.
Oh.
Halt, ignite is stop light. So, like, halt, stop. Ignite, light. Some of these are tricky, so I've provided cryptic clues to lead you in the right direction. Are we ready? Any questions?
Will the last word always rhyme like that?
No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So they won't necessarily rhyme. Got it.
Yeah, they most likely will not rhyme.
Okay, so that was a bad example.
Yes.
just in terms of those making the examples.
Yeah.
That example was tough to digest.
Feather City
is going to be Bird Town, baby.
Downtown.
Squawk, squawk, squawk.
Yep. It's downtown. The clue for that one was where all the lights are bright. I assume based on the Petula Clark song that JPC just sang.
I don't know anything about a Medulla Clark song.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
Medulla oblongata.
You're supposed to say downtown.
I only know Adam Sandler movies.
Kind scribe.
Kind scribe. Nice author.
Nice monk. Nice writer. Ghost writer.
Kind doesn't necessarily mean nice.
Kind. Typewriter.
Yeah. Hoof. Hoedown.
Hoof. Arted.
What are you saying?
Hoof. I said hoof.
Hoof. Hoof. Hoof. Farted. Hoof. Farted. Holy shit. Hold on. Stop.
No.
Everybody stop. Everybody
no.
shut up. Everybody shut up. I am quitting this podcast to go into business at Gadzooks. And I am only going to, or Spencer's Gifts, I'm only going to sell bumper stickers for your horse.
One.
I'm going to sell bumper stickers that you put on the back of your horse, on their ass, and it just says, hoof farted.
That's good. The way Aaron said the word hoof made it sound like a conjunction that means, like, who would have. Hoof. Hoof. Hoof among us.
Hoof.
Hoof. Hoedown. I hoof hoedown. Hoof is what my brain did because I didn't sleep last night.
Hoof hoedown.
Hoof hoedown.
Would have to be goat disco.
Shoe dance. Foot dance. Sock hop.
Mare. Mare ceremony.
Do you want the hint?
Yes, please.
Live on TV.
Live on TV, it's
Saturday night.
Horse.
Live on TV.
Featuring Klopp Thompson, Jim Neighbors,
Melissa Villaseñor. She's on there. She's so versatile. They got to have her. She can play horses.
They play horses, don't they?
Down.
It's,
so,
the, it's down. Live on TV. Is
Live
the,
on is, TV. Is that hee-haw?
Hoedown is maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I would have picked these words to do this.
What's a hoedown? So, a hoedown's a party.
Yeah, I would also call it like a dance. What's dance. A,
That's
what's
why
a
I said sock hop.
What's a name for a fancy dance?
Pony prom.
Ball.
Mm. Oh, is it ball?
Uh-huh. Football.
Horse balls.
Yeah, horse ball. I want to see a scene.
All right.
JPC, you're a high school football coach, like sort of like a Friday Night Lights feel. Adel, you are the new quarterback. You're a sophomore, but you're also a horse.
Hey, coach, I just want to tell you how much it means that you're putting me on varsity.
We're glad to have you on the team, Cinnamon. We're glad to have you on the team. Look, I want you to do me.
Sorry, I don't mean to correct you. My name is Synonym.
My bad, Simonin. Look, I want you to do me a favor out there, okay? See those boys out there? See those boys?
Which ones? It's all boys.
That's right. It's all boys. Those are your boys, Simonin. So when you're out there on that field.
Even the opposing team?
Yeah, I mean, don't look at them. They're in a whole other city. How good is your eyesight? We're at our practice field.
They always say eyes like a horse.
Don't conceptualize the boys. Think of the boys who are here. These are your boys, okay?
Okay.
I want you to take care of these boys, okay? I want you to let these boys ride you as hard as they're gonna because it's gonna be a hard season. You understand?
So I can't carry the ball. I have to be ridden?
Hey, however we get that ball into the end zone to score, and I want to say touchdowns. Is that correct? That's what matters, Cindy. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to take one for the team. I've been branded before.
You've been branded before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Cinnamon, can I tell you a tale?
Okay.
I mean, can I tug your tail? That's what I meant to say. I've been dying to ask. Okay, you're not going to kick me in the back of the head, huh?
Hi, Cinnamon. I'm the head cheerleader, and we just wanted to give you a welcome. I know that a lot of the boys don't want you on the team, given that you're a horse and all.
Is this a prank? You just going to take a picture of my dick to put on social media?
No.
That happened at my last high school.
I was going to ask you to the homecoming dance.
Are you sure? Are your parents okay with you going with a horse?
No.
Oh. Well.
See you around, Synonym.
Well, it's Synonym.
Whatever you say, horse.
Hey there, Synonym. Me and the boys on the football team have got something to say to you.
Yeah.
What is it?
After that practice that you ran today, we think you're all right.
What?
That's right. We think that you're a horse who can get things done, and we're proud to call you a panther.
Yeah, at the beginning of the week, we had a meeting talking about how we wanted to turn you to glue.
Mm-hmm.
But then we saw you play, and horses are actually kind of scary and muscular, and we thought, we're glad he's on our team.
So what do you say, Sam Aaron? Are you going to be on our team?
Well, if people can say my name right, I'll be on the team.
All right.
Wait, Chet just got a picture of his dick. That's what we wanted. Everybody run.
Scene.
Run from a horse? Bad idea, JPC.
Uh-oh.
All right, here's the next one. Bacteria ring.
Bacteria ring is going to be sick.
Germ charm.
Sick circle.
Ooh, sick circle carousel.
Bacteria ring. Flu.
Ring.
Flu cylinder. Ring. Flu.
Hoop.
Would you like the hint?
Circle.
Germ hoop.
Held
hoop.
Up to your ear.
Telephone ring, ring.
Mm, you got the second word.
Ring.
Bacteria.
Nope.
Phone.
Phone. Mm-hmm.
Bacteria phone. Germ phone.
Cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone. Cell phone.
You got it.
You always call me on my bacteria ring.
celebrity stags.
Celebrity stags is going to be famous anus. Famous deer.
Hans Solos.
Famous deers. Famous buck.
Singles.
You got
Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck.
Famous.
Known buck.
Buck.
Famous buck. Popular buck. 100. 100 buck.
100 buck.
100 buck.
Write your name on it is the hint.
Autograph buck.
Write your name on it. Yearbook.
Will you sign my yearbook? This is just a dollar.
Will you sign my yearbook?
Celebrity stags.
Celebrity stag. So famous? Buck is one of them.
Is the second half of the word.
The second half. Celebrity would be famous.
Starbuck.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Starbuck. Okay, okay.
It's a Starbucks waiting here for you.
Cocaine.
Getting kind of cold.
Cocaine dehumidifier. Which, hello, Shark Tank.
Cocaine dehumidifier.
Dude, this if you get cocaine humid, you ruin it.
Cocaine dehumidifier.
Cocaine. Cocaina. Let's see. Snuff.
Snuff puff. I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are on a first date. It's went extremely well. And Aaron, you're bringing JPC back to your apartment, and it is just littered with cocaine.
Okay. Do you want to come in for a minute?
Sure. That'd be awesome.
Just stay in the hallway for one sec. I'm going to clean up.
Okay. I mean, my place is a wreck, too. I honestly don't care if it's super
dirty. No, tonight was just so fun, and I don't want to embarrass myself right at the end. All right, here we go. I'll just be back in one second.
Okay, sure.
Oh, my God. Kim, clean this up fast. I'm serious. He's going to know I do so much cocaine.
What do you want me to clean up? What do you want me to clean up?
I don't know. Just do all the cocaine.
Where are the specifics?
We have to do all the cocaine before you
do all of it.
I've already done it. Look, okay. Just do it. Let's just do it.
Shlemazel. Put this coke up our nostrils.
You just put it up your butt, Kim.
Do it together. We're going to snort it after all.
Okay, I'm going to put
10 minutes later. Kristen?
Hey.
Oh, God, they're both dead. Oh, no. Oh, not again.
Oh, no. I'm up.
No,
I'm up. I'm up.
She's seen my face.
I'm up. I'm up. What happened?
I don't know. You left me in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Okay, yeah. Come on in. Can I get you a drink?
Your roommate looks dead.
She's tired.
She's bleeding from her face.
Well.
Look.
Well, okay.
I think I know what's happening here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I came back to your apartment. We were going to have, you know, a nightcap. You got embarrassed because you had cocaine everywhere. Your roommate overdosed on that cocaine by doing too much of the cocaine. I think I know exactly what's happened here.
What?
Because this is hell, and you're both dead, and you have to live this moment, your most embarrassing moment, for
very good. He figured it out.
This is.
Wait, I.
Wait, he
it
died
out?
Too.
Yes, you're in
wait,
hell.
This is my hell is figuring out other people's hells.
Wait, is that not what you said? Wait, is this my... Oh, fuck.
Very good.
Oh, no.
You figured it out. This is your hell. Figuring out the hells as other people are figuring out other people's
hells. Well. You figured out your heaven. Your heaven is telling people that figuring out
what?
Other people's hells is their hell.
No way.
Welcome
I
to
love
heaven.
This.
Well. Can't tell if I'm... happy or sad, this is purgatory, and you figured it out. Everything doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Everything matters. Nothing matters.
Kim, wake up. Kim, wake up. What did
Kim,
you see?
Wake up. Kim, wake up.
What did you see, Kim?
What did you see, Kim?
I saw a tunnel, and at the end of it was water.
Are you sure you just didn't do like a Inception, Heaven, Hell thing just now?
Wait, you saw a tunnel, and at the end of it was water? What else?
Yeah, I guess there was an Inception, Heaven, Hell thing. Now that you mention it, it is. I am recalling that. So, yeah, it's pretty wild. Is my face bleeding?
Cokeheads tell horrible stories.
Same. Same.
I'm happy I haven't done cocaine. I think I'd be bad at it.
I think everyone's bad at cocaine.
What do you mean bad at it?
I think that, like, I would be immediately be addicted forever.
Oh, so you'd be too good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, you didn't figure that one out.
Wait, what was the celebrity?
Cocaine dehumidifier.
Oh, cocaine dehumidifier is...
What's a nickname for cocaine?
Drugs.
Nose candy.
Powder, snow.
Horse. No, that's
blow.
Heroin.
Blow. Blowjob.
Nope.
Blow dehumidifier?
Yeah.
Blow air. Blow.
In a hotel bathroom.
Blowjob.
Blow handicap hotel bathroom? Rail. Blow
dryer.
Yes.
Blow free soaps.
Blow soaps.
Uncooked fellows.
Ramen.
Mm-hmm. Crucifix
in the fellows,
pot.
The fellows.
Tell me something, bok choy. Are you toppings for my ramen? Yeah.
Please don't stop. Crucifix pot.
Crucifix pot is a cross pan.
Cross weed.
It's spelled differently.
What do you mean? Pot
like
is?
The synonym for pot. Is spelled differently than what is actually at the end of this word.
Cross joint?
Pot. What do you cook something pot. In? Cross.
Pan. Cross pan?
Pan.
Cross stove?
Cross.
Pot.
Cross.
It's a very
cross
specific
skillet?
Kind of pot.
Cross.
Walk. Crosswalk.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
There
you
go.
I get it. It's spelled different. Yes.
Boss putty.
Boss putty. Oh, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Elaine.
Boss's name is Putty.
Everybody loves Putty. Everybody loves Gumby. Pokey.
Pokey. wait, cross putty?
Debra!
Wait, what is it?
Boss putty, sorry.
Boss putty. Putty.
It would be Chief
Sir. Sir Play-Doh.
Ooh.
Dough? Play-Doh.
No, that's not right, but that sounds fun.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and Japes, you are two executives in some business, and the two of you are you're on a lunch break on a Friday, and you have your deep suspicions that your boss that you report to is just a little vat of silly putty.
God, I feel like I've been up for like 18 hours.
Yeah, you've been working really hard this week, Mark. You've been like really working hard. You
I
had
feel
that
like
meeting
Greg
last
is,
night.
Craig is just on my ass. Like, gives me, you know, it's like 2 hours to prepare, 2 hours to prepare. He wants it done now. He wants it done now. He's just so, he's, you know what he is? He's so inflexible.
I completely agree. And I'm just going to keep shaking my salad maybe a little louder so people don't hear us.
Oh, please. Mark, yeah, that's a really great idea.
Do you, and I'm not trying to be rude,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that he is Silly Putty?
Okay, I guess have a good rest of your lunch.
No, I'm like...
What?
No, like,
what
when you're in meetings putty? With him, like, does he say anything? Or is he just, like looks like Play-Doh, like, on, like, a swivel chair?
I guess, I mean, it's not that he doesn't say anything, it's just the way that he looks... kind of demands that compulsory action. And he's so moody. Like, one day he could be totally different than he is the next day, and then he could be in a completely different, like, mood or shape.
Yeah, because
oh
he's not
God.
A person. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe he's Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Maybe he's freaking Silly
Putty. Like, one time I saw him.
Ugh, I feel so stupid.
He spread himself out over a newspaper. Okay.
Okay.
Like, pressed hard on the newspaper. And then pulled up, and then the newspaper was printed on him.
Oh my God!
And everyone was like laughing. Remember, everyone was like laughing and laughing, being like, "That was so funny." But then he just like, and it sort of like messes with his consistency later because he has ink on him now.
You know what happened is 2 days ago. I feel like such an idiot. I walk into his office. He's not there. He had called me in for a meeting. On his desk is a bowl of grapes, purple grapes. I say, I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch. I haven't had a fucking break.
Right.
So I eat one of those grapes. It's one of the nastiest tastes I've ever had in my
mouth.
Oh my
God, what was it?
It's mushy. I'm like, this is not a grape. And then I hear him laughing. And I'm like,
what was it?
I put him in my mouth.
No way.
Molded himself into little balls and I put him in.
Are we talking about sleeping with the boss? Guilty.
Yeah, see that? What?
I slept with the boss.
You slept with Greg?
Yeah.
At the Christmas party?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what are you talking about?
How did you sleep? How?
Well, I snuck into his office to try and get the new prices. We all know what that means.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a big part of our job.
No further investigation
huge
needed on
that. Huge part of our job.
You have to get the prices.
And we love to sneak to get the prices.
Got to know
the
prices.
Sneak.
Always have to be up to date on the prices.
Prices are historically something that a company keeps absolutely secret. So you'd have to sneak to get the prices.
Why are you saying what we all know?
It's just really specific to
our industry that prices would be a big secret.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Like, imagine most companies, their prices would need to be public so people could purchase them.
Well, sometimes.
But in our company, they're a secret because we all know what we do. Continue.
We all know what we do.
We all know what we do.
I snuck into his office.
We all know what we do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we say it on the count of three?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
What a fun
One,
game.
Two, three.
We run a
chickens.
Funeral home.
We all said the same thing. What was your story?
See it.
Boss Putty. Good to listen to.
Boss Putty.
This good is kind of specific to us.
Boss
I'll give
putty.
You one final hint.
Host.
This is a Boss Putty podcast.
Headgum. So wait, how does boss lead the head.
Like the boss is like the head of something, like the boss
okay,
of the company,
I
the head
see.
Of the company, I guess.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
This is a Boss Putty podcast.
Aaron, I have one for you.
Sure.
Fast fracture.
Quick.
Fast fracture.
Break. Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Okay.
Oh. We're going to take a fast fracture. We'll be right back with more Hey, Silly Putty.
And this fast fracture is brought to you by the Candy Bar Fast Fracture. If you need a quick break and you only want to eat bones covered in chocolate, reach for a fast fracture.
Give me a fracture.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your
Woo.
Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang. Okay, yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are lumbar, meaning we're back.
Just so everyone knows, during that commercial break, we did get an email that Fast Fracture has been pulled from most stores. Apparently, the bones inside of it were bird bones, and the chocolate was bird blood.
So,
yeah, Fast Fracture was just birds.
Fun size Fast
me
Fracture.
Me too. Yeah, robins. So if you did eat Fast Fracture, there is a class action lawsuit. It's a United States versus birds.
Fast Fracture is birds?
Yes.
You know what I love to do? I used to just make cookies, and instead of chocolate chips, I would mash up Fast Fractures and put them in. It was just like a nice little treat.
And we all had fun, but the days are numbered, and the ride is over, and there are no free rides.
Their catchphrase is, it's this or your teeth.
I just realized something. A few years ago, I had remember when I had that parrot? I would try and feed my parrot Fast Fracture, and he would always just scream. And now I realize why.
Don't parrots just repeat things that you do?
Yeah, that is true of parrots. Adam, isn't it also true that you got that parrot to maybe help with your night terrors, right? The doctor said, this parrot will help with your night terrors.
Wait, what are you guys saying? I said parents.
I'm sorry. Fast Fracture is people. My bad. Yes, I had a smudge of the copy.
Doctor, my parrot won't stop screaming. Don't parrots just repeat what you do? Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
No. Wait.
Well, that made my day. Okay. We have one more of those riddles, and then we're going to move on.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Straw,
thank you, Digest.
Pepper, Enigma.
Straw, Pepper, Enigma. Straw, Pepper, Enigma. So this has to be T-Boz,
and
chili,
pepper
left
is
eye.
Not, pepper is not like the spice. It's more like, I'll just pepper some in.
Oh, Souchon?
Straw, Pepper, Enigma. Enigma.
So,
question.
Hey, riddle, riddle.
Yeah. No, hey, question, question.
Better name.
So those are those synonym riddles. Those were really
those
fun. And
that
if you
fantastic.
Have any ideas for some, please send them in.
Thank you, Digest. Thank you, Digest Daddy. Please send us more.
And now we have an amazing email from Vitsa, who loves the show.
I'm hungry for a nice deep dish pizza.
Vitsa.
I could go for a nice white sauce pizza pie.
Hey, why's your sauce always got to be white?
I am allergic to tomatoes.
Oh, that's good. Good answer. Yeah. I can respect that.
They are a fan of the show.
Why do you say that in a surprise tone?
I'm because, of course. That's
so
crazy.
So many people email us and be like, hey, used to be a big fan, or hey, don't care for the show.
Well, in all sincerity, I think we did have somebody say, of course I don't listen anymore. Which is the funniest fucking thing. Of course I don't listen anymore. Fuck you. If you check back in this exact second, fuck you.
I wonder when people stopped listening. Do you think it's when we promised 50
episode?
Riddles and then didn't do any?
Maybe.
Maybe then.
Probably when I, that Halloween riddle. Probably
if people,
off a lot
if people
of
made
folks.
It to episode
that's when
50
I stopped
and
listening.
Then stopped listening. Oh, boy.
Okay. This is so serious. Stop making jokes.
Okay.
Okay. These are really fun riddles. Are you ready?
Sure.
Yes.
You have only one match left. You want to light the room with an oil lamp. Start a fire to warm the room and heat your bath water. In order to complete all the above actions, which of these should you light first?
I know the answer. Problem
solved. You have to heat your bath water.
Light the room with an oil lamp and start a fire to warm the room.
Which one should you do first? And you only have one match left?
Mm-hmm.
Swipe right. And that's a joke on a podcast where we're not supposed to do jokes.
Did you ever go on dating apps, JPC?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you guys see my...
Japes, I shared the back of an Uber with Japes many a night where he would show me his phone and he would swipe right on everyone. And then when they chatted with him, he would plug his improv show.
Is that real?
Didn't you? Yeah. So there was, I did a bunch of bits with it. First of all, I would like, my profile was like, hey, not interested, not looking. Just want to let you know that like Tinder can be weird. A great date idea would be to take someone to an improv show because you can like talk at the bar, watch the show where you don't have to be talking, then kind of like talk afterwards. If you want free tickets to an improv show, message me. I'll hook you up with comps. I would be like, I do not want to meet you. and then sometimes I would give out comps to people. And then I also had a bit for a while where I had my dating profile that was like, if you're reading this, I am looking for my dad. I do not know where he is. He is, you know, but I do desperately want him back. He has been gone for 4 days. My family's worried sick. We just want to contact my dad. Please, if you're reading this and you are my dad, message me. My dad is 6 foot, and then it cut off because I can't
remember his face. My dad is 6 foot.
And I just swipe right on everyone.
So I'll take it you never went on any dates from dating apps.
No, I didn't.
Who are these people?
I feel like we should have our own dating app where someone has to solve a riddle, and if they solve it, then you match with them.
Then they end up alone forever.
Well, on our Discord that's connected to our Patreon, I've offered to run people's dating apps for them because it is something I'm passionate about doing wrong. I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
I don't think I was ever good at dating apps I don't think that I would like use them right because I feel like a lot of the dating apps are like geared towards like a hookup culture that I was never an interested party in or a big part of. So my experience on the dating apps was short-lived, I would say. But I did go on some dates on them, but I never had like a relationship off of a dating app.
Interesting.
Which I guess maybe is the point. Maybe people do meet and have relationships.
Did you ever do apps?
I was briefly on Bumble and Tinder.
How was that?
It's weird. I think there's always like a night where you're like, this is a good idea. And then like 2 days later, you're like, I'm not into this. It just feels weird.
It's like weird, but also kind of necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't. It's hard to organically meet people, especially if you are trying to meet people like outside of your social circle too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's also something where it's like I would, when talking to people, I would dabble in like, here's me on full display in terms of my sense of humor, and it would typically backfire in terms of them being like, what are you saying? Or like, are you serious? And I'm like, no, just try to have fun. But my sister and my brother-in-law met on a dating site, so it works, people. And I am going to offer the same services as Aaron, where if you want me to try and hook you up with someone who is my exact type, I will go through and try and match you with people.
Aaron, what would your strategy be if you were running people's dating apps?
Well, it's something that I've done for my friends, and I feel really, really good about. And it's a combination of having good instincts and then being super realistic about what you're actually looking for. And then being so funny and charming like I am and good with words.
Are you talking about building people's profile or are you talking about
I do it all,
to
JPC.
Message people? You're going to message people too.
I'm going to do it all.
Isn't that disingenuous? That's like Cyril Dobrzyniak or whatever. That's
this is
like
what I do. I like say what the first message they should send and then I fade
and
into
last
dust.
Message.
and then I fade into dust.
Then I will do this. I will say, I will run your dating apps. I will do your first message and your last message. They will be the same message. You can use them in any order that you want. And it will be, I eat ass.
Oh my God. Wait, you guys, for a Patreon episode, I will re-download my dating apps and read to you what I wrote for opening lines to people.
That's pretty fun.
How about we create a fake profile and then we we control.
Yeah, let's catfish that personality.
I will protect my friend. But a friend of mine who is married had a bit where he just put his dating profile up. He was interested in all parties, and it was just his wedding photos, like the professional wedding photos. And it was like, he's like, me and my wife are just on here. We are not looking for anything romantic. We just got our wedding photos. We really just want to show off our wedding photos. You think they look great?
That's the meanest group of people to do that to.
He got so many people that were like, fuck you. How dare you? Some of us are out here trying to meet people.
That is hysterical.
The sanctity of this app is being ruined.
Wait, you guys, I had just a memory come back to me. So the only dating app I ever met anyone from.
Oh, this sounds like it may have been repressed.
No. It's funny.
Caramel, right?
No.
Use that app Caramel, which is all about your favorite candies?
Yeah, it was just Postmates, and it was just me when people brought candy to my house. No, I was on Coffee Meets Bagel, and I went on maybe like 10 dates off of that. I was very active on dating apps in early 2018. Really putting myself out there. And that's right when we were recording Hey Riddle Riddle for the first time. And multiple times before or after our recordings, I'd be going on these dates. And they'd be like, what do you have after this? Why do you have to leave? Or like, where were you before this? And I'd be like,
why do you have to leave?
Because I was just so cute. And they were like, what? Don't go. And they were like, what did you do before this? And I'd be like, I recorded a riddle podcast where we solve riddles. And they're like, where can I listen to it? And I was like, you can't. We're doing it for no one. And they're like, well, what's your job? Am I paying for your Uber home? What are you okay? But yeah, that I was very, if you hear the first few episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle, I was on very strange dates. Some good dates. I don't know. I got so quiet.
You walked that back real fast.
No, it was completely split. Like all dating, it was like 50% amazing, very funny, very interesting people, and 50% people who were strange. Like the guy who talked about hot sauce the entire time. Your name was Matt. We went on a date with the Violet Hour at the Violet Hour. You talked about hot sauce the whole time. You didn't ask me any questions about me.
Put on blast. This isn't not a dating story, but I've ridden many Ubers where they ask what I do. And I typically just say, whatever, I'll make something up so I don't have to talk about it because I don't want to talk to anybody. But one time a few times I've been like, I'm self-employed. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a podcaster. And they're like, what's your podcast? And I'm like, these ones. And they're like, oh, okay, fun. And then this one woman on the way to the airport was like, so you do your podcast? Are they pretty successful? And I'm like, yeah, relatively, I guess. And she's like, yeah, my cousin does a travel blog. And I go,
amazing.
I go, okay. And she goes, yeah, one time she got recognized for it. So it's not too shabby. And she was like, if you want the address, I'll send it to you. And I was like, I don't want this.
That's amazing.
I just love that's the target I'm circling is like, you do a podcast? Yeah, my cousin has a fucking travel blog.
Any car I get into, I'm like, what do? I do a podcast. Give me your phone. Let's listen to an episode. And then I get their phone and I download our podcast on their phone. And then I subscribe for those weekly updates, baby, and I get those fucking listens. They'll never listen, but it doesn't matter because it would take effort for them to go remove that.
And then you go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, subscribe them, get their credit card.
What's your credit card number? I subscribe with my credit card number. Who gives a shit? It's all people, baby.
I told this to Adel a few years ago when it happened, but I was in an Uber pool, and the driver was talking to me a bunch, and the girl in the back was like, leaned forward and was like, I'm so sorry. I know your voice and it's driving me insane. And I was like, I'm sorry. And she was like, what is it? And I was like, I don't know. And we realized that she knows me from Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, you're just like, I'm thinking like you're a mouse. Like, are you a mouse? And I was like, yeah.
And at the time, you're trying to hold back shitting your pants, right?
Yeah, no, like, I already shit my pants. back to this riddle, shall we?
Yes. Oh, yes. This is the podcast that we're doing.
We'll
do an entire Patreon where we'll go on your dating apps and your profiles and find
Let
you true love.
Let us be you.
Okay. Okay. Adel, you said you knew the answer to this.
Yeah, should I say it?
Yeah.
Yes, please, because I forget the riddle.
Want me to read it again?
Book of matches. Okay. He only has one match left. He wants to heat the water, light the lamp, and do something else.
oil lamp, warm the room, heat the bathwater.
Spill the wine, kiss the girl.
Go on and spill the wine. I believe that what he has to light first is the match.
Yes. The first thing you need to light is the match itself. Without a fire source, how could you possibly start to take care of the lamp, bathwater, or fireplace?
The first thing you need to light is your own heart.
And then your imagination.
This is fun. Speaking of mice, are you ready for the next one?
Yeps.
Too many mice. Mice are famous for their ability to multiply at breakneck speeds.
Mice are famous?
Aaron, that's a fact. Sorry,
Mickey
Aaron.
Mickey Moose.
You're just reading that's facts. You.
Sorry. The type of mouse we have here gives birth once a month, birthing 12 babies each time. Baby
here
mice.
We see the North American fuck mouse. Watch as it multiplies.
Oh my God, have you guys seen that video from
mouse
what
mouse?
Is it? It's like it's not no. Planet Earth, but it's the new Netflix thing. But it's a mouse after it kills a scorpion and it just screams like it does like a war cry.
Oh, the one in the desert.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, it's incredible.
It's
that's
so
awesome.
Funny.
Does he scream, red wall?
Yeah, and he holds a little sword out. It's adorable.
Well, to be fair, mice only repeat what their owners do.
Guys, we got to get Adel a parrot, and then I want to take care of the parrot after Adel had it for a year. I can hear it say my wife every 0.5 seconds.
My wife!
Okay. The type of mouse we have here gives birth once a month, birthing 12 babies each time. Baby mice mature and can give birth 2 months after they are born. You picked up one of these darling baby mice at the pet shop and brought it home the day after it was born.
No,
in 10 months from now, how many
no,
mice will you have?
You never saw me do that. This is a
fucking
lie.
Prove it.
This is a fucking lie. I'm not going to be.
Hold on.
I'm not
going to
be belittled.
I want to see a scene. So, Adel, you just came into to a pet store. You're like, you have like a couple hours to kill. You came into a pet store. You were just browsing around. Aaron, you work at the pet store. You're security at the pet store. You think that you saw Adel steal a mouse. You think you saw him put a little mouse in your pocket. So you're stopping him as he's trying to exit the pet store.
Excuse me, sir. I can't let you leave.
What?
Yeah,
I
know
on
that.
My way out the door.
I heard the door open. I'm going to shut it now. And...
Why does it ding, 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 and then ring, ring, ring? It's making fucking sense. Let me go.
It's
excuse me.
Ding, ding, ding,
I don't.
Ring, yeah, go.
I don't even mean to interrupt. I'm his friend, and that's not his real voice. He's putting on a tough guy voice.
No, I'm not. Shut up,
Jeff. You are. I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to get involved in the situation. I'm going to exit the situation. That's a fake.
Well,
voice.
Jeff, today is your
fine,
lucky day.
Fine, fuck both you guys, but let me go.
No,
I'm
Jeff.
Tired of being demeaned.
Jeff,
yes.
Today is your lucky day.
Oh, okay.
But it's also opposite day. So you both
Wait.
Are
oh, what
screwed.
A what a fucking letdown.
So I can go?
No, you are both screwed.
But you said I had to stay. But it's
on,
opposite
it's
day.
It's opposite day, so we're not screwed.
Okay.
We're
both... Well, okay, then fine. I'll play at my own game. You
Which means
there
you
aren't
won't
any
play
security
your own
cameras
game.
In here. There aren't any security cameras. The police aren't on their way, and there isn't a mouse suffocating in your breast pocket.
To
and
be fair,
it's opposite
should,
day.
Shouldn't you be standing on the ceiling?
That's physically impossible.
Hold on. I'm so confused. Could we just say that it's not opposite day and, like, just proceed as normal?
So it is opposite day.
Well, I don't want it to be. And she made it opposite day, not me.
I was trying to insult you, but yes, it's opposite day. You're free to go.
So it's
the
not opposite
are,
day.
It's not opposite what day.
So is this my real voice?
I don't know anymore, Jeff. Maybe the tough guy voice is your real voice. I didn't know it was opposite day when we began this.
I saw you let the snakes out. I saw you pet every cat and name them, even though we've already given them names. Go put the mouse back, or I will have to use force on you.
I don't understand if it's opposite day or not. Am I to take
hey,
your directions
you look great
literally?
Today.
Or, oh, my God.
You look great today.
I'm having
like
one of the
coat.
Best hair days of my life.
Wait,
it's opposite
guys,
day.
How do we end the scene? Because if I say scene, it's opposite day, which means continue to do improv.
Jeff, what are you talking about?
I think I'm a woman dying from coke overdose in an apartment.
See? My wife. Okay.
My wife.
Polly want a wife.
Did we get it, Aaron?
Aaron, was that it?
You got it. What's the answer to the question?
What was the full question? So we go into a pet store, we see some mice, and what happens?
Mice are famous for their ability to multiply at breakneck speed.
I know the answer.
The type of mouse we have here gives birth once a month, birthing 12 babies each time. Baby mice mature and can give birth 2 months after they are born. You picked up one of these darling baby mice at the pet shop and brought them home the day after it was born. In 10 months from now, how many mice will you have? What is the answer, JPC?
I know the answer.
Or Zero. Adel.
Zero, because it's just one mouse. Unless, well, hold on, are you sleeping with the mouse?
Zero, because it's just one mouse?
Well, yeah, but mice don't live 10 months. Not in my house.
Wait. Not in my snake house. Welcome to the snake house. You try to survive. You're a mouse and you run through the house. Snakes everywhere.
I want to see
snake house.
The first 30 seconds of the pilot to snake house.
Warning. The following content is not suitable for children. It contains partial nudity, violence, and snakes.
Okay, everybody, calm down, calm down. We're just going to pull over. We're going to get a quick bite to eat at this Texas... Huh. It says it's a Texas Roadhouse, but on the door it says Texas Snake House. Huh. You guys still want to go in, right? I mean, we're all hungry, right?
Yeah, we're all hungry. Pancakes, yeah, hungry. Waffles.
Okay, yeah, so let's go in. Ding, ding. Okay, no host. Thousands of snakes.
Across the street, there's a TGIS. Should we go there?
Yeah, TGIS.
We're already here. I mean, we might as well. There's a booth.
Should I get the potato shed skins?
Snakes. What, are you looking at a menu? Where did you find a menu?
Oh, I just started drawing one.
Okay, let's all pick up the menu and let's riff off of menu items.
We could always just go to a fast food restaurant, like burgers.
No, we're riffing off of menu items here.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I was walking further behind you guys. I was still at the point where.
Yeah, no. We're all looking at the menu.
Menu items. Soup. Let's see.
Wait, what was your soup?
Snakes. Yeah.
Soup. It's just soup.
But
fuck this.
Eggs, but they're snake eggs.
This one says snake tartare. I don't know what to do with that.
Okay,
really,
else?
Just one all for right. One on steak tartare.
Okay.
What? Oh, other types of steak.
Guaca snakey.
Cobra salad.
Yeah.
Kind of like Cobb salad, but with cobra.
Yeah, oh, they have viperitas. I get a nice boa clam chowder.
Boa clam chowder was the right direction for that one.
Yeah. And everybody just go ahead and look down at your ankles. Just to clarify.
I'm still on house arrest.
Are your ankles being bitten by copperhead snakes?
What menu item for copperhead snakes?
Going to sleep.
Garden salad snake.
Poison in my lips.
Copper bread salad.
That's it. See?
That is
by far the worst thing we've done on this show.
At 4 in the morning, I'm going to wake up in a cold sweat and then have 5 of them. 5 snake menu items and hate myself.
So, Aaron, you said they take home one mouse.
Mm-hmm.
How are they supposed to reproduce if there's
good
no
point,
other...
Good point, Adel. What?
Aaron said in the riddle, this type of mouse reproduces, has 12 mice every month.
Yeah, but only if they're doing it.
No, you said this is a type of mouse that has 12 mice every month. So there is a right answer to this because this mice...
Yeah, mouse it's one. Does, your mouse can't birth any babies by itself.
120? Of course it can. This type of mouse can. The premise of the riddle has told us there's a special type of mouse that has 12 babies out of the ether.
No.
I
want to
see
a
scene.
A Mary.
I want to see a scene.
You don't tell me how the riddle... I know. I want to take this riddle to riddle
Mary
court.
Mouse.
I want to see a scene.
I'm taking this riddle to riddle court. I demand to take this riddle to riddle
okay,
court.
Okay, Adam, we have to defer. You, okay, which goes first? I forget which.
I called scene first.
Okay,
after
go.
The scene, we can take it to riddle court.
Okay.
I want to see a scene. You are Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Minnie is pregnant, and we're absolutely certain it's not Mickey's.
Yeah?
Mickey?
Uh-huh. What? You look like you have something important to tell me.
Can we go to a manger?
To a manger?
Yeah, I'm about to give birth.
You're what?
Yeah.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, and I know we haven't done it, but it was God.
No, this is great. I'm going to pack up my shit and go.
No.
No. I feel no you're awful to me.
No, you are awful
to me.
Minnie.
And we're not right for each other.
No, Minnie.
Minnie,
no.
There hasn't been love. Has there been love?
I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
I do.
I think so.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I'm in love with Pluto.
Wait a minute.
But what?
No. It's Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
No, I've been fucking Pluto. I've been letting Pluto get on me.
Wait, is Pluto the dog?
Gosh, thanks for coming over again. You sure have been around the house a lot.
Woof, woof.
Anyway, Goofy, get the fuck out of here, okay? Here's 20 bucks. Go have fun, kid.
Gosh, 20 bucks? That'll buy me all kinds of hats.
Well, who gives a shit? You're the sandwich. Just get out.
Is that my thing?
House.
What's my thing?
It doesn't matter, man. Fuck off, dude.
Gersh,
you're killing the vibe in here. You're drying everybody up.
You want a packet of Gushers? Gersh, yellow Gersh. My dog's
can't
pregnant.
Wake up. See? Huh? All right, we're going to Riddle Court.
No,
all
we settled
rise.
Out of court.
Oh, no, I want to do it.
Oh, no, but we settled out of court.
Oh, fuck. I was excited.
No, I got it. I made a good amount of money. It was $24,000.
Oh, my. That's not that much money. I could have gotten you more money in court. Is there a lawyer?
You could have gotten me more money by going to court?
Yeah.
And then I have to pay my fucking court fees. I have to pay a lawyer 35%.
That's how much money
off.
I would have made for you
no
if
way.
I had let that riddle go to court.
I'd rather take my odds. I'm not going to go to jail.
I love listeners can't see this because we're recording over Zoom and they can't see us on video. But
and they never could anyway, no matter how we're recording.
No, they used
this.
To be able to. I love that JPC was thinking of an amount of money, and he looked on his eastern wall, and he has a poster of Kiefer Sutherland, and he goes, I got $24,000.
I got Lost Boys number of money.
Well, we'll never go to Riddle Court for
I got Outsiders.
Riddle. Wait, can we just, well then, JPC, can you like play the audio of you and your lawyer settling this out of court?
Order, order.
Yeah, hold
order.
On.
Order, I'm ordering some food. Order. What do you want?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Crab Rangoon. Yeah. Baby.
Crab Rangoon, okay.
Crab
order.
Rangoon.
Order, what about you? What do you want to order?
Oh, I'm on the phone.
Huh?
I'm actually on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, I'd like to place an order.
Okay, what would you like?
I'd like Crab Rangoon.
Okay, how
baby,
many?
Baby, get Crab Rangoon.
I'm ordering only Crab Rangoon.
Okay, get some
Crab
Rangoon.
How many would I like? How do you normally ask that question with Crab Rangoon? Just an order.
We sell them individual.
A la carte?
Well, we sell them a la carte and individual and pro bono and al dente.
I'll take 4 pro bono al dente Crab Rangoon.
Okay. And would you like
whatever
to eat
that
those
could be.
Inside or outside?
What's that?
Al fresco or in fresco?
Can I do al pastor?
Can I get a fresco?
Oh, yeah.
A fresca.
Al pastor with 2 fresca.
We don't have fresco, but we do have fago. And also, I should ask, I'm being rude, how'd your fago?
Juggalo.
Baby, french fries.
Scene.
No, I'm sorry, that's the worst scene we've ever done.
Snake food.
And we did already get the answer to that riddle, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
It was 0 mice?
1
mouse. 0 additional mice?
Yeah.
No, that mice dies. I told you, I can't live in the snake zone.
And that's shedding skin. Stop.
I'm not going to keep a mouse alive for that long. No way.
Have you seen his keyboard setup?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I just keep smashing my mouse with my keyboard.
Are you guys ready for another one?
Yes, one more riddle.
Which of these doesn't make the sound of silence?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Rhythm?
Simon Garfunkel.
Rest. Treble. Chord. Scale.
We got treble right here. Something.
Which one of these doesn't make the sound of silence?
Mm-hmm.
Treble. What was it?
Rhythm, rest, treble, chord, scale.
Rhythm.
Is
this a real thing? Is this a trick question?
Which one doesn't make the sound
of
silence?
Yeah, it's a riddle, so it's a little tricky.
Which one doesn't make a sound? Rhythm, rest, treble, bubble?
Chord, scale.
Chord, scale.
Rhythm, rest, treble, chord, scale. Would you like some hints?
Yeah,
rhythm,
give me
rest,
a hint.
Chord, scale.
I feel like it's got to be one of these 5 things. So we could just keep guessing. But what's a hint? Because I don't understand it yet.
And
when
sorry,
you see a group... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, what was the phrasing of like, which one doesn't make a sound? Is that the exact phrasing?
Yep. Which of these words doesn't make the sound of silence?
Gotcha.
When you see, and this is the first hint, when you see a group of words that have a similar theme, it's easy to get
diarrhea.
Hung up on their meaning.
Diarrhea.
Instead, look for other ways to interpret the question asked of you. For example, other than the very literal definition, what else could the sound of silence be referring to? Hint number two. Read each word out loud and pay attention to how they differ from each other. In particular, think about how each word is pronounced.
Chord, scale, treble.
Rhythm.
Rhythm.
Still stuck? Think about what letters aren't pronounced.
This is the rhythm of the night. This is the scale of the night.
Rhythm, chord, scale.
This is the treble of the night.
Sound of silence.
This is the chord of the night.
Scale, rhythm,
chord.
I have no idea.
The night.
I'll say chord.
So rhythm, we have a Y in there, right? We have a silent Y.
Yep.
Wait, is it rest?
Treble
rest?
It is.
Yeah.
That's right. The answer is rest. All of the other options have silent letters. You did it. They did it. And on opposite day. It's opposite day this whole episode. So everything I said you got right, you got wrong. And everything
Give
I said you got wrong.
Give us a one-star review on L-Tunes. J-Tunes.
Anything to plug JPC.
The opposite of iTunes. What would that be? EarTunes. Oh, it's me. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitch. So I'm at Shark Barkman on Twitch, also Shark Barkman on Instagram, at JP So Fly on Twitter. Anything to plug, Adel?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Adel Rafi. You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have a $1 tier, a $5 tier, and an $8 tier. We have, I want to say we have over 100 hours of content now, and I believe that's true. We've been doing a ton of bonus stuff for during the last few months just because we have time on our hands. So I think you're going to like what you hear over there. And just a lot of people have asked this before, and we should clarify. Whenever you join Patreon, you get access to all the content that's come before. So don't think that it's just from your starting date onward. You get access to the entire catalog of everything we've recorded. So if you have some time and you want some stuff to listen to, that Patreon's going to be a saving grace.
You can go all the way back to that escape room we did where Adel got stuck in a ball pit and I almost killed him.
No.
It's opposite day, so don't follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10. I would hate that. It's opposite
and Aaron,
day.
Since it's opposite, how do we do this?
I'll say it backwards.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no.
No, yeah, no, I want to hear her do this now. She already committed that she could do it backwards. Say it backwards or spell it backwards?
Well, Aaron, whenever you fucking figure that out, I'm just going to say hello for now, and I'm protected, so we just want to make sure that you don't look the fool. So, okay, she's writing down
She's
Jupiter.
Putting it on her phone.
She's putting it on her forehead and looking into a mirror.
Reddit Pudge. Redipage!
Oh, we can't go on that.
Redipage!
No. She said Redipage. Adel,
hello for now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.